Moving on now to what has become, well, as some would suggest, the biggest problem in the country, and we are a country with some pretty big problems. I wonder, though, is the Garth Brooks issue a problem that is not ultimately solvable? What are your solutions to this? Margaret, you, you've come up with, I think it's probably a pretty novel kind of approach. What do you want to do?
Philip, how are you? Philip, I'm one of the 160,000 people that have tickets for the Monday night and Tuesday night shows. And I have to say, I camped out all night with my nephew to get tickets because it's his birthday in July. And he was a year and a half old when Garth Brooks played here. And his mum and dad was at that show. So as you can understand, he grew up with Garth Brooks. So he's totally devastated at the minute. But what I'm wanting to suggest is, right, I live in the middle of the country in Wexford. And I have two spare bedrooms in my house. And what I'm suggesting is that if any of the residents, and also only two bedrooms, but I'm hoping there'll be other people out there might catch on. If any of the residents around Croke Park would like a 5-day holiday away from the noise of Croke Park, I'd willingly take four of them. If the concerts can go ahead and we can get to see Garth Brooks, I'll willingly take four people into my house for the 5 days.
Free, gratis and for nothing?
I will. Sure, look at it'll just be bed and breakfast for the 5 days.
Well, hang on, what's it for breakfast now? Are we talking two Weetabix or are we talking full Irish?
Oh, I'll do full Irish for them if they want it.
For 5 days?
I'd do a lot of things if they just let Monday night and Tuesday night go ahead for Garth Brooks.
And you're hoping that if enough people do this, we can ship all of the objecting residents out wholesale?
Yeah. Why not? It'll be a little holiday for them. And again, they'll probably go, well, I'm not saying everybody in Wexford is going to Garth Brooks, but I am, I hope. And there'll be other people, I'm sure, around Ireland that have, a spare bedroom or two. I'm sure they'll take in residents and give them a break and let the concerts go ahead. Sure, Wexford's a gorgeous county. Lovely place for them to see. At least
and full Irish and satellite TV and clean sheets on the bed.
No, I don't have satellite TV now.
Well, have you a few DVDs lying around the place?
There's DVDs. Look it. There'll be lots of places for them. I'll bring it to see in Wexford while I'm here. But on the Monday night, they'll be on their own. If I get to see Croke Park on Monday night, they're on their own. I'll leave someone else to look after them.
This is a solution. This is a solution in the making, Margaret. You're a bit of a genius.
I was sitting at home yesterday afternoon, Philip, reading the paper about Garth Brooks. Now, I didn't see his last show, but my sister has seen a lot of concerts over the years. And she even said it to me, she said, I'm telling you, I have never in my life ever witnessed anything like Garth Brooks. And she heard one of the residents saying that they couldn't have a barbecue in their backyard. And she said to me, well, I'll barbecue in their backyard for the 5 nights, she said, listening to Garth Brooks, if they let me. But, there's thousands of people around Ireland, I'm sure, have tickets for the Monday night and Tuesday night shows. And, if the council lets it go ahead, I'm sure there's other people who will do the same as I'm doing.
As a big fan, can I ask you this question? Is it fair what he is doing, what Garth Brooks is saying now? It's 5 nights or nothing.
Yes.
That's not blackmail in your book, no?
No. You have to stand in his shoes. How many people do you know have sold out 5 nights in a row? And Garth Brooks, he truly has a thing about Ireland. And at the end of the day, it's 400,000 people. Some of them, I only set out one night. I wouldn't have done it for 2 nights. But there was people set out 3 and 4 nights. And at the end of the day, why let 3 nights go ahead when the book for 5? And I can understand, don't get me wrong now, I do understand the predicament the residence is in. But this may never happen. Mm. And look at the broader picture, Philip. Our country is only a small country. And Garth Brooks could have picked any country in the world. Would have been happy to take him for 25 nights, let alone 5. Look at what it's going to do for the economy. But look what it's going to do to our country for tourism if this doesn't happen. And believe me, I worked in the hotels. I know what it's like.
I'm going to say things about Garth Brooks that you're probably going to want to reach down the phone and put your hands around my neck and throttle me. But let's just play devil's advocate for a second here.
All right.
Yes, he might be a walking god, but he might just be a very good country and western music act.
Yeah.
But he's also trying to make a comeback after 17 plus years.
Yeah.
He's in uncertain territory. He comes back to the place where he knows that the people were singing so loud before they drowned him out. So chances are that this was the best place to test the waters and see if there is still an appetite for Garth Brooks.
And
And he's overextended himself now a little bit in going from one night to three nights to five nights and then having this massive TV extravaganza that's costing him millions and millions and millions on top of everything else. That means that unless he does five nights, he's just going to lose his shirt on this.
Well, that's probably the case, Philip. But at the end of the day, it still has to say a lot for somebody after 17 years in retirement to come out. And I think there's 400,000 people around the world still wants to see you and wants to hear you. So I think now, at the end of the day, I still like to see the concerts go ahead because I still don't think Garth Brooks will have lost any of the stigma that he's had in that those first concerts 17 years ago. So why won't they just give him a chance to let him see? And look what it's going to do for Ireland. Tourism-wise.
What is it going to do for Ireland, tourism-wise?
Because, Philip, there's thousands upon thousands of people coming into this country.
They're coming now anyway. Their flights are booked. Their hotels are booked. Whether they get to go to the concert or not, they're coming.
But they might not, though, you see. That's the thing. Well, a lot of people can be very angry about this, you know. And look, it's good for Ireland.
Oh, a bit of fun is good, absolutely. Anyway.
Like, I mean, you know, if you could sell out five concerts in a row, that's got to say something for you.
Full Irish, clean linen on the beds, in your house, in Wexford.
They can have showers every day or whatever. If they decide...
will you leave the immersion on for them?
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Good woman.
Look, if I'm going to look after people, I'll look after them right.
But they can look after themselves on the Monday night.
Oh, well, yeah, now, if I get to go see Garth Brooks on Monday night, they're on their own. I trust them with the house and whatever, and hopefully they'll be there when I come back.
All right.